Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. Today for Fancy New Band, we have Manuela in the studio.
Buenos dias. Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Buenos dias. Thank you so much for coming in. It's a delight to have you here in the studio today. So you are originally from Colombia, but you've lived in New Zealand 20 years. About 20 years?
Yeah, almost 20 years.
Yeah, but you write songs in Spanish as well as in English.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure that my songs represent my cultural identity and keeping mm-hmm. them bilingual. So it's something that I've only just started doing, but I'm just really passionate about it. Hopefully I'll be able to keep that going and just write a lot more songs that are bilingual.
It must be a challenge, I imagine, if you've lived in New Zealand for, you know, almost two decades now, and even just, I imagine, the level of Spanish you were speaking was probably that of a younger person when you moved over. So does it help you to revive your own skills in speaking Espanol?
I was three when I moved here. So
right.
Luckily my parents were very strict on Spanish at home. So my vocabulary is primarily like just home vocabulary, but I'm very fluent and I listen to a lot of music in Spanish at the moment. And yeah, I've been doing a lot of like investigating, I guess. So like listening to lots of other songs in Spanish and kind of figuring out what works and what doesn't, you know, what sounds natural.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely a bit of a challenge just because I would say that I think more in English than I do
sure.
in Spanish. Yeah, but it's cool.
What kind of Spanish artists would you be listening to?
At the moment, I've been listening to Carly Uchis a lot. She's from Colombia as well, but she does a lot of music in English.
Mm.
I listen to her quite a bit, and Bomba Estéreo, who's another Colombian group. What I really like about them is that their music is primarily in Spanish, but they do kind of bring in English elements to their music. And I'm really influenced by them because I love that they merge genres in their music quite a lot, which is awesome and is something that I'm trying to do in my own music, where they have like very traditional like almost folklore rhythms from Colombia in their music, which is not very common in popular music at all, and they blend that with like electronic sounds and dance beats and stuff like that. So I think that's really awesome. I'm kind of more into like hip hop and R&B, and I guess reggaeton, which is like Latin pop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love seeing so many artists doing that at the moment, and even here in New Zealand with artists like Unchained XL and The Wildebeest, and like just artists like that merge like Afrobeats or hip hop and jazz. Like I really love that.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned reggaeton because I was listening to a mix this morning. I woke up and saw one from this woman named Goth Shakira.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a bit spooky as well, like
that's
elements.
So funny.
You're actually Fancy New Band alumni. You've been up here before a long time ago when Charlotte Ryan was hosting the show.
Ages ago, yeah. Back when I was in RockQuest, I was like 15 in a band called We Are the Pirates with my friend Violet and Melissa. And it's just crazy to be back. Like life's changed so much and it's so awesome to be here. Thank you so much for having
me. Oh, it's so great. And so like going from, like you've obviously played in bands and working as a solo artist, what do you find the main sort of differences that you like working solo? And
Well, it's very different because back when I was in We Are the Pirates, I primarily did guitar and backing vocals, and I didn't write that much like lyric and melodies and stuff like that. So as a solo artist, I've like had to come out of my comfort zone, and it's been like quite a big journey because I used to be really, really shy, and the whole idea of being at the front like still kind of freaks me out, but I love it. Like it's cool to, I guess, I don't know, just write stuff and do stuff that makes me feel like it's really me, you know, like it's really like authentic, and not that my band stuff wasn't, it just was like more a shared, I guess, image, whereas this is just me. Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing some of your songs. Should we?
Yeah.
You ready to play something?
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
Sweet. So this first song is called Money. And I was really inspired by, I guess, dramatic Latin American music and telenovelas, and which are like Latin American soap operas. So the song is about not wanting to be a gold digger. Yeah, cool. I don't want a man who doesn't know how to love without his money. And you said you loved me, you fooled the old me, you played me real good, you had all of me, but oh, you lost me. Cause you got to be true. Money, you told me, you said it's no worry, it always comes and goes. But you never loved me, it's not enough, honey, when all I want is your love. And money, you told me, you said it's no worry, it always comes and goes. But you never loved me, it's not enough, honey, when all I want is your love. I wanted your la 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 love. Wanted your la 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 love. I wanted your la 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 love. I wanted your la 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 love. Y sales diciendo cosas de tu mente. Nunca admites que fuiste ausente. Dame una excusa decente. Sin locuras quiero intentarte creerte. ¿Para qué empezar? Si no me sigues al final, no quiero más, no, no, no. Si no es real, nunca verte más, no sería mal. Quiero un amor actual. Money, you told me, you said it's no worry, it always comes and goes. But you never love me, it's not enough, honey, when all I want is your love. And money, you told me, you said it's no worry, it always comes and goes. But you never love me, it's not enough, honey, when all I want is your love. I wanted your la 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 love. Told me, you said it's no worry, it always comes and goes. But you never love me, it's not enough, honey, when all I want is your love. And money, you told me, you said it's no worry, it always comes and goes. But you never love me, it's not enough, honey, when all I want is your love. I wanted your la 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 love. I wanted your la 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 love. I wanted your la 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 love. I wanted your la 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 love.
Oh my gosh, I got goosebumps on my arms. That was so good. You have a beautiful singing voice,
wow,
too.
Oh, thank you.
Have you always enjoyed singing, or is this something you've had to come out of your shell for?
Well, definitely. Yeah, I was super shy about singing on my own, especially in high school. Like, the thought of that totally freaked me out. But I always sang in choirs, and I always sang to myself, sang at home, and yeah, I love it. Thanks so much.
Oh, no, it was my pleasure to hear you sing. And where do you watch telenovela?
So I grew up watching shows like Betty La Fea, which is like Ugly Betty, but the Colombian version, on TV and stuff like that. My mum would always watch them online,
because
here in New Zealand it's a bit far away. And yeah, it was just normal, I guess, even when I've travelled to Colombia, like getting home and spending the whole night watching these incredibly dramatic shows with like intense close-up emotional face shots, and yeah, it's real crack-up, but that it's a huge influence on me, surprisingly enough.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, let's hear some more.
Cool. This next song is a bit different, and it's about having a crush on someone. So it's called Hoping to Find It. Did it really happen? Was it all in my head? Action without warning, honey, you got me here. I'm waiting for your reaction. Let me know that was your intention. I wanna know your motivation. Was it something that I'm hoping to find? Something that I'm hoping to find. You'll be more than a crush. I'm waiting for your reaction. Let me know that was the intention. I wanna know your motivation. Was it something that I'm hoping to find? Something that I'm hoping to find. Trying to work out the words you've been sending to said you made it obvious. I really don't see. I'm waiting for your reaction. Let me know that was your intention. I wanna know your motivation. Was it something that I'm hoping to find? Something that I'm hoping to find, yeah. Oh, and I know that I've been a little much, hoping that you'll be more than a crutch. I'm waiting for your reaction. Let me know that was your intention. I wanna know your motivation. Oh, baby, will you stay? When you hear me say, I love you. Oh, baby, will you go? Will you tell me no? I don't love you. But should I risk it all to know? Oh, and I know that I've been a little much, hoping that you'll be more than a crush. I'm waiting for your reaction. Let me know that was your intention. I wanna know your motivation, yeah. Oh, and I know that I've been a little much, hoping that you'll be more than a crush. Let me know that was your intention. I wanna know your motivation. Was it something that I'm hoping to find? Something that I'm hoping to find.
If you've just tuned in, we've got Manuela up for Fancy New Band playing some beautiful music for us. And you actually have a gig coming up too next Wednesday?
Yes, at Portland Public House, alongside East of Queen and Sophie Bialystocki. Hopefully I said her last name right. Yeah, and we all study music together, which is awesome.
You're at University of Auckland.
Yeah, I study a degree in popular music.
How's that?
I love it. I love it so, so much. It's so cool. And I'm so happy that I followed my mum's advice and just got out of my comfort zone and studied music, even though I was so scared to do it. And I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so what's going to be next on the cards for you? Because you're finishing up soon.
Yeah. This is my last semester. So I'm going to start working with my brother. He's a jeweler. He owns a company called Frankie Ruins, and I'm going to be managing his business next year. And I'm going to keep doing music, hopefully pretty much full time, and managing myself. And yeah, I love music so much. So I'm so excited for next year. Feeling very motivated.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And you have a beautiful website too, that people can check out if they want to follow you and find out more about what you're doing, manuelamusic.com.
Yeah.
And where else? Like, all the usual places, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, Spotify, YouTube.
Yeah.
Great.
All of those.
Do you have another song for us?
Yeah, I do. This last song is called Te Vas. It's the song that started, I guess, my bilingual writing. It's about, I guess, kind of like an awkward situation where there's two friends and one of them is in love with the other one's boyfriend and is like, don't go out with that guy, you shouldn't be with him, type thing. And in this context, Te Vas just means like you're leaving because I said so.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sounds very
dramatic.
Yeah, also
a very dramatic song. Sweet. Cool. I heard when you called me crazy for loving him even more each daily. Guess you never been in love. Well, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. Spreading words faster than a heart attack. Never thought you'd be there behind my back. What's your next move? Well, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. And now you tell me I'm not good enough and you're dying to be the one he loves. Thought we were friends. Guess I should have known. Ya lo tienes advertido que no quiero nada más contigo. Te vas, te vas, te vas. Y otra vez te lo digo que no quiero nada más contigo. the one he loves. Thought we were friends, guess I should have known.
Manuela.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Such a pleasure to have you up. Someone texted in, this girl's voice and vibe is beautiful. Just what I needed. Love heart.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much. Thank you.
So just to remind people, you're playing next Wednesday at Portland Public House.
Free
it's free. And yeah, and to find you on Facebook and follow what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to hearing more. Hopefully you've got a release coming up in the not too distant future.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully by the end of the year I'll have a single to release.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
That was a fancy new band.